Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
I feel bad about not liking the Oscars more.
Really?
Because it's a big deal to some. I went to grab food yesterday, and I got it like 7 o'clock. And the lady who was selling me the food, or the lady who was ringing me up, was like, she just out of the blue asked me. She's like, are you rushing home to go watch the Oscars? And I was like, I didn't even know they were on tonight.
Oh, man.
I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm.
And you're usually up on that kind of stuff. This is usually a pretty big deal.
But yeah, Hollywood wasn't a big deal this year, though.
Right.
Because, like, movies, I'm not passionate about any movies that came out because
nobody saw them.
Nobody really saw them.
No one went to the theater.
I couldn't figure out how to watch a couple movies at home.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody was like, oh, it's going to be on stream. I'm like, I couldn't watch.
Which stream?
I didn't get to watch anything on, because my Amazon wasn't working, and I couldn't get the HBO Max to work on my phone. I had to do it on the TV. So,
you're having technical difficulties.
So it's been really hard to watch movies. So I wasn't really up on which movies were the best.
Mm-hmm.
But this includes streaming, correct?
Yeah, it does. Well, because like that movie, what was it, Soul?
Yes.
That came out, the animated movie. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar
which
for that
great.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was on the streaming list as well. But like Nomadland, there was another first last night. The female filmmaker, Chloe Zhao, became the first woman of color to win the Best Director Oscar. She also was the second woman to ever win the Oscar for directing, by the way. So that was a big win. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing.
He's like 83.
He didn't show up. He's 83.
Oh, he didn't show up.
He didn't show up.
But he won.
Yeah, he won Best Actor.
That's a flex.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Right.
Like, they got mad, and I mean the world, the web. They're mad because Chadwick Boseman didn't win.
Yes.
Because he was touted like, you know, this would be his posthumous win, and everybody wanted to see that happen. So what they did, they always do Best Picture as the last Oscar.
Okay.
But because this was the remixed Oscars, this was with no masks, and everybody was tested, and they treated it like a movie set where basically while you're shooting, you can have the cameras, have the masks off. But as soon as you go to commercial break, put the masks on. They had everybody in their own bubbles, so they were like, all right, we're doing this right. So then they moved the Best Picture and wanted to close out on the Best Actor.
Oh, okay.
Thinking, okay, this is going to be a big tribute.
They set it up like that, for sure.
They set it up that way, then Anthony Hopkins wins.
And Twitter,
everybody went mad.
Crazy.
Like, everybody is upset right now.
Yes.
I thought they were just going to be upset because of Halle Berry's haircut, but no, this is more so because of the Chadwick Boseman thing. There's all kind of people all over Twitter saying, you trying to tell me they ended the show with Best Actor that should have gone to Chadwick and went to Anthony Hopkins, who wasn't even there. I'm done. Another person says Chadwick Boseman deserved the Best Actor Award. His performance as Levy in Ma Rainey's is the epitome of what an actor should be. I am so upset. WTF. Like, everybody, it's trending still.
Yes, it is. People are very, very pissed off about this.
And also people are mad because Naya Rivera was left off of the memoriam and everything else. And that was bad, too.
But was there a movie that was, like, the favorite kind of going into this?
For which
like
category?
For Best Picture.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, Nomadland apparently was a big deal.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Judas and Black Messiah, that one, Daniel Kaluuya won, who was in Get Out. He won because who did he play? He played Fred Hampton.
This might be a dumb question, but does this include, like, shows, or is this only movies?
No, shows are Tonys.
Okay.
And all of Broadway was shut down.
Broadway is Tonys.
Yeah.
But like
you mean television shows?
No, yeah, like Ozarks or a show like
no,
that.
No, that's the Emmys.
That's the Emmys.
Emmys are TV.
So many.
Well, we'll walk
they're
you through this, Dobby.
Dobby.
Like, apparently, come on now. Emmys are TV.
Yeah.
But Oscars are movies.
And the Grammys are?
Grammys are music.
But I feel like it needs to be updated now because, like, shows and movies are seen on the same platforms now as where they used to
be. Still a motion picture, though. A show is a 30-minute, you know, with commercials, an hour. You got 44 minutes with commercials. So it's a small, truncated thing. Like Hollywood laughs at TV. They're like, oh. I would never do TV.
They used to.
The shows like, are better than the movies nowadays.
Well, I mean, for you, for the people with ADD, sure. But I'm saying for the folks that want to watch a two-hour movie, they can watch a two-hour movie. Now, you catch 30 minutes and you're like, oh, I'm done with it. You know, it's a different thing. So, I mean, but as far as the hierarchy goes, movies, doing a film like that gets you the bigger pay, the bigger day, and the Oscars. You know, Emmys ain't bad either, but, you know, last time you saw somebody win an Emmy, it wasn't really, like, life-changing.
What's the Emmys for?
TV, Dobby.
They need streaming
shows.
Put
it all together, man.
This is exactly how Dobby did in high school, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we just went over this in class. Y'all heard us just go over this, and he asked us again. And y'all, what is
this? The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.